USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A tourist submersible carrying five people that went missing while on a diving trip to the wreck of the Titanic triggered a rescue operation in the North Atlantic Ocean. A U.S. Coast Guard statement early this morning said remotely operated vehicles were deployed for the missing sub after a Canadian aircraft detected underwater noises in the search area, some 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The problem, Butch Hendricks says, the rescue effort is no easy task because the sub appears to have no technology to signal its location.
There's no emergency deployed beacons that can tell you where it is. There's no beacon or emergency transmitter on it itself that can send out a series of signals.
The House will vote this week on a pair of resolutions impeaching President Biden and censuring Representative Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California. Both measures were introduced by members of the House Freedom Caucus. The resolution charges Biden with abuse of power and dereliction of duty over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. Representative Ana Paulina Luna, the Republican from Florida, is making another run for a Schiff impeachment without the $16 million fine that was included in the first go at it. Luna wants to censure Schiff over claims about former President Trump's ties to Russia that have been proven to be paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign and declared a lie. The governor of Pennsylvania says traffic will begin flowing along Interstate 95 again this coming weekend. A portion of the busy highway has been closed since a bridge collapsed last week due to a tanker truck fire. At the location yesterday, Governor Josh Shapiro said paving could begin this morning. Some lawmakers are speaking out against Hunter Biden's misdemeanor plea deal with the Department of Justice. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer called it a sweetheart deal that reveals a two-tiered system of justice in America. USA News.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, Chicken Dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner! Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Living in a walkable neighborhood is good for you physically and mentally. John Schaefer explains.
A recent report published in the journal Health and Place by UC San Diego's Herbert Wertham School of Public Health and Human Longevity Science reveals that walkable neighborhoods have numerous benefits for both mental and physical well-being compared to car-dependent communities. The study highlights that such neighborhoods foster a stronger sense of community, promote increased physical activity, and experience fewer traffic incidents.
With sports betting and its popularity around the nation and being pretty much legal all over, the NFL is reinforcing its gambling policy to its players across the league.
The NFL's gambling policy includes six key rules that are highlighted by not betting on any NFL games, not sharing any team insider information, and not participating in any daily fantasy games. All NFL rookies will also now be required to attend mandatory education sessions. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A new study shows nearly 900 toddlers have accidentally shot someone in the past 8 years. The nonprofit group Every Town for Gun Safety reviewed data from 2015 to 2022 and found at least 895 children ages 5 and under had managed to find a gun and accidentally shoot someone or themselves during that time. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.